I'm Jeff Daly on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. The Brazilian Agriculture Minister yesterday announcing that the country's Chamber of Foreign Trade approved a recommendation to impose a 20% tariff on U.S. ethanol imports after a 600 million liter tariff rate quota. Brazilian media reporting the tariff will be in effect for 2 years. This will make it much more difficult for U.S. ethanol to access a large and growing market in the globe. U.S. Grains Council, Renewable Fuels Association, and Growth Energy issued a joint statement saying they were disappointed and discouraged to see the ruling in Brazil. The statement says, given the tremendous volume of information we provided to Brazil that demonstrated how misguided a tariff would be, it seems politics prevailed and Brazilian consumers lost. They say imposing a tariff on U.S. ethanol will only hurt Brazil's consumers by driving up costs when they fill up at the pump. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he is concerned with some of the White House talk on trade, saying congressional leaders have a selling job to convince people that trade is a winner for America. It was the latest evidence of a growing set of tension between the president and the Senate Republican leader. McConnell spoke yesterday at the Kentucky State Fair. He said the assumption that every free trade agreement is a losing proposition for America is largely untrue. He said that according to all the nation's free trade agreements, the U.S. sells far more than it buys. I'm Jeff Daly.